with our great takeaways from our great guests. We've been on one of Rosie's bunny trails. I couldn't help myself. I even asked for permission to bring the guest in. I know we're a home improvement show. I'm very grateful that I live in Arizona. I'm very grateful I'm an American citizen. I'm very grateful I have this opportunity to come and share my experience with all of you Arizona homeowners every single Saturday. But I can't tell you enough how fed up I am with hearing trash talk about America. So I brought in Miss Joanna and Miss Sephora, two people I'm becoming very familiar with as employees of Rosie on the House, with stories about why to celebrate America. Joanna, what would you want the Arizona homeowners to know about celebrating America as an immigrant from communist Poland?
Never take freedom for granted. That is my biggest takeaway. And it's interesting because when I immigrated, I was 11 months old, so I don't remember anything. And I pretty much feel like I've grown up American. But it's listening to the stories of my mom and dad's journey that reminds me of how much they sacrificed, how much they left behind. And even when they're here, they're still, my dad talks about, you know, sometimes you feel like a second-class citizen a little bit, especially in the beginning when you don't speak the language and you are just starting to get settled in and everything. And I think about my mindset at 23 and my mom's at 23 and my dad at 34. And I just would say, don't take it for granted. And it can happen in the most subtle ways. And it's happening. You know, Dad talks about how the government would do such a good job of painting this horrible picture of what America and other countries west of the Iron Curtain were. And I tell you what, my mom called me last year and she expressed concern and she said, you know, this is really scary when you start to rewrite history, when you start to, you know, censor things and have cancel culture. It's just, you just have to be so careful to that it can just happen in the most subtle ways. Never, ever forget the sacrifices that people have made for
and our unique experience you had when you were talking about your mom at 23 and you at 23. I think you're probably a little younger than 23 at this time, but you saw the Twin Towers go down. You were in New York at school and saw them drop.
I was. Yeah, I was three blocks away living on Williams and Fulton, right in the financial district. The Federal Reserve was right across the street. So, you know, to be on the island of Manhattan and feel like it's a complete war zone. After that happened, my building shook. And I mean, I could probably spend an hour talking about that story. Wow. But yeah, it's just it just really makes you appreciate the country that you live in and the freedoms that we have. And unfortunately, a lot of our young generation doesn't know anything better than just the beautiful abundance that we have here.
Don't take liberty for granted. Sephora, the one takeaway you want Arizona homeowners to hear about celebrating America.
Well, I have to let everybody know how grateful, how fortunate, how blessed I am and how I feel to be an American. There is so many things that you could say about this country. Freedom of religion, land of opportunity, multicultural country is just it's so many things that I think that American people don't really understand unless you come from a communist country, unless you grow up, unless you feel those other things that happen to you, and to be so blessed to be in this country and live in freedom, not to be scared that you're going to church and they're gonna come after you. Freedom of speech, you're able to say what you want and not feel that they're gonna lock you up just because you say the president is, you know, not so good at what he's doing. But you know, the other thing is land of opportunity. We have the opportunity to do whatever we put our mind to.
Sephora lands here, 18 years old, starts a property management custodial company, moves to Seattle, moves to New York, starts a seamstress company, to the point where she has multiple people working for her. She actually has clients like Macy's and Sears Roebuck. She sells that seamstress. And just, I'm just so blessed that you ended up in Phoenix looking for a job in construction production management, and now you're at Rosie Wright Remodeling. We are so blessed to have you. Joanna, we're so blessed to have you at Rosie on the House Radio production.
Thank you.
And folks, if I have one takeaway for today, I'm going to get back up on this soapbox. I really am completely fed up with people trash talking America, and all you hear is the negative and the ugly and the warts and the blemishes. You know what? Let's hear the balanced side of this story. We're the greatest country to ever occupy this globe by any civilization in all of history. America's a great place, folks. Why would so many people risk their life and everything to get here if we were so damn bad?